Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
Today, we will be discussing our trip to Chicago, Illinois, among other things. Kind of forgot what steps we take.
To come with the quote first.
Okay, let's do quote. No, I was just prefacing. Do we have preface?
Actually, something that I saw somebody else do, it's like, they're like, hey, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. My name is Babe, and I'd be like, I'm Bub, and today we're going to talk about.
Oh.
I thought that was cute.
We don't even say our name.
We don't.
Nobody knows what to call us.
I mean, it says it.
Let's try it again. Someplace. Ready? Mm-hmm. Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter.
I'm Babe.
My name's Bub.
And today we will be talking.
Woo! Are we gonna actually keep this take?
Why not?
I guess we will. Okay, so yeah, let's do it. Let's hop straight into our quote.
Okay, so I decided to find just like a little silly funny quote, and I feel like it works really perfect with where I am right now.
Let's see.
I am not lazy. I am on energy saving mode.
Amen.
I really am. You know, I haven't noticed how happy I've been lately.
Mm-hmm.
And by happy, I'm not happy. I'm depressed, but I'm stress-free, which has taken off such a load on my shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
Because when the stress is worth it, like, you know, the ends justify the means or some shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I get
literally.
That. Uh-huh. Like, I get working towards a goal. And it's like, okay, I need to work my ass off for 2 years, but after those 2 years, I get so-and-so. Like, that sounds nice. But for me, all this stress was, like, in vain. Because
it's not so much
endgame,
in vain, but there was no end in sight. It's like, it was just
going
to keep going, and it's like, what am I even going to get?
But I didn't even want the end, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yes, the end could not come. It wasn't coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't want it.
Yes.
So it was just stress accompanied by, I don't want to do this, so why am I stressing? Burnout, unmotivation, just so much shit. And right now,
I got burnout early on. I mean, actually, no, it wasn't early on, but it's just, I literally got burned out. Like, I wish I would know what to, like, recommend somebody else. You know what I mean? Going down that same path where it's, like, you were in high school, like, you did all the dual enroll, early admit, like, you got into college, you got your bachelor's degree. Like, I wonder, like, somebody going through that process, it's like, hey, what do I do? Like, what do you recommend? Like, I wish I could be, like, hey, like, take a year off. Hey, take a semester off. Or, hey, like, take it. I mean, I guess what I would say is, like, take it easy. Like,
make sure
this
is what you want.
One, make sure this is what you want. And two, it's like, I don't know why at that point I was like, how do I, like, do it as quickly as fucking possible? Like, take 20 classes
why
all
would
at
you
once.
Rush?
Agreed, but the thing is, it's literally what everybody wants when they're younger for some reason.
To get it out of the way, to get to the end.
Finish.
That's the thing, I was so desperate to finally find a house, buy it, start on the mortgage so that eventually could be paid off. It's like, why would you feed into the system?
Honestly.
Why would you feed into it? And the thing is, you have no idea, because I have, like, a lot of strippers on TikTok, on my TikTok.
Girl!
Where they give advice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how many of them have bachelor's degrees.
Really?
They all fucking do.
No fucking
Every
way.
Single one of them.
Girl.
That's the thing. Now, bachelor's degree is, I guess, the equivalent of high school. Like, if you don't
nothing.
Go up till... It really doesn't, but if you don't go up to bachelor's, it's like you didn't do anything.
Honestly.
When it comes to the workforce, you know?
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's so fucking useless, and I'm so in debt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I started stripping, I could pay off that shit. Because there's this literal one lady who, somebody apparently commented, it's like, why are you a stripper? Like, don't you have, like, morals or some shit? And
oh
she's like,
gosh.
Why am I a stripper? And then she literally was like, this is my new car. I got it in 2019, paid it off in a few months. This is my other car. Got it in 2020. Like, big-ass SUVs, like, nice cars. I think one was, like, a Mercedes and one was some other shit.
Girl,
she's like,
I can afford. She fucking paid off a
car.
Yeah,
paid it off.
I get a fucking
no, wait, but that's
a Chevy,
not
and I can't pay it off.
And it's like fucking 2004,
yeah.
And I can't pay it off.
Honestly.
And it like was crashed.
Yes.
And like one of the doors don't work.
It's like one of the wheels is
and I've been paying it for
off.
6 years already,
mm-hmm.
and I'm nowhere near.
Exactly.
Done. Yes. But the thing is, and then she's like, and these are all like the stubs of like her travel stubs. I don't know what those are called, the tickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I like to travel like, I think she said once or twice a month.
Wow.
And I'm like, this fucking girl is living the dream. So she's like, why am I a stripper? Because of this. You know?
Literally. Damn.
No
shame
in stripping.
Want to be a stripper, just I literally don't have the confidence for it.
Agreed. And I also, like, don't know how to
move my body.
Yeah, I'm very awkward, so I don't think anybody wants to see that.
I mean, low-key...
I mean, I know I'm beautiful, but, like, damn.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. We kind of took a route where
no, I mean, it's literally that's, like, plan C.
G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I actually, the thing is, I have so many ideas, but I don't do any of them.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Bro, we're burned out, and I just lack the motivation to move forward. So I like, even though I swear to you, I beat myself up every single fucking day, because I'm like, oh, do baby, something.
You really shouldn't.
Unfortunately, that's a little voice inside my head. He's a bully. I don't like him. I really don't like my mind. But the thing is, I, as much as I hate it, I like this. Because I'm stress-free. I'm literally as happy as I've ever been, mm-hmm. considering how depressed I am right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel so... I feel good. Like, I feel nice. Like I could interact properly. Okay. Versus before, existing... Even though existing is hard because I'm not socializing a lot, so it becomes really hard and overwhelming to socialize.
Okay.
But I feel like I can do it with a better foot forward, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, with your best foot forward.
That one, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in a bad headspace, but I'm in the best headspace I've ever been.
Okay.
So I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I don't like is that, like, I'd like to be working out and, like, meditating and, exercise and working out are the same thing.
The thing is, because, yeah,
but same. And that's the thing. That's how you show yourself self-love, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's actually something, I actually heard of it the other day, and I actually wanted to talk to you about it. Good thing I'm remembering now.
Perfect.
Because the thing is, there was this one guy where it's like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever heard? I forget what it was that he said exactly, but moral of the story was, it's like, you need to not set achievable goals, and let me, like, finish what I'm saying to, like,
no, I want to talk now.
Shut up. The thing is, it's like, you need to tell yourself, like, you need to verbalize to yourself what you're gonna do, like, in a day. You're gonna tell yourself what you're gonna do, and you need to hold yourself accountable to that, because you need to, like, be, I just had the word. It's like, you need to be accountable. You need to, like, be able to rely on yourself. Okay. You need to know that you, like, your word is capable. Your bond for yourself.
Okay.
And the thing is, once you do that and you practice that and everything that you say you're gonna do, you do.
Then you'll do it.
Then the thing is, then not only do you hold yourself accountable, but there's a fucking word that I had in my mind. It's literally, it's like, then... That's what you do, and once you realize the power of your words have on what you do, then
you can do whatever you set your mind to.
Capable of anything. Mm. And I feel as though where I, in that aspect, where I've committed an error, is that I don't
hold yourself accountable.
Hold myself accountable, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do this, 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 and it's like, even if I were to, like, buckle down and do it all, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I mean, I need to sleep for 8 of them, I need to eat for 3 of them, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's not, I don't think I've been doing it wrong, per se, because I'm actually very gentle with myself in terms of that, and it's like, hey, this is all that I want to accomplish today. If I don't manage to get that, like, I mean, it'll just roll over to tomorrow.
Okay.
But the power of your words and just speaking, it's like, today I'm going to work out for 2 hours. Today I'm going to eat a healthy meal. Today, I mean, I don't know. Damn. Today I'm going to meditate and do yoga.
All that in one day?
Yeah.
Damn.
And as I have the 24 hours, hopefully.
Successful people set achievable goals. I'm going to work out for 10 minutes. I'm going to look at a lettuce leaf.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to try to not eat too much Chick-fil-A
Amen.
Today.
There you go.
My daily goals.
No, but you know kidding. What I mean? It's no, like, I do, make I do. It. Make it something that you're able to do, and once that's put into practice, you literally, what you say becomes what you do, and then, again, once that's put into practice, it's like, you literally, the power of your words, you become super aware of the power your words have on you, and you become capable or able to do anything.
I get, yeah, out of the ground. I 100% get what you're saying,
and I feel,
and
as
it's
though,
totally there, like,
And I want to put that into practice, because I give words so much power.
I don't, but I should.
I give my words so much power. And I didn't even realize that, because I used to think that it was a good thing. It's like, hey, these are all the things I want to accomplish. I mean, I know I'm not going to be able to do them all today, but maybe in 2, 3, 4 days, 5, a week. You know what I mean? And it's like, what? Tell me.
Did you just notice that you overwhelm yourself and put too many things in one pile so that you should make it less?
No.
So it's more achievable?
No, I
don't. You haven't noticed that yet?
No, okay. I don't overwhelm myself.
She'll notice it one day, guys.
No, shut up. I don't overwhelm myself, but just, I haven't been, there was literally a word. I'm so pissed off that I forgot it. It's like, but I haven't been making myself, like,
you're not holding yourself accountable for it. Yeah. You're just saying these are things that I want to do and you don't do them.
Versus the thing is, me saying it's like, oh, these are everything I want to do today. And it's like, it just rolls over. I'm not overwhelmed because I'm not the type of person who would let that overwhelm me. But I am low-key hurting myself because I'm like, oh,
you're not fulfilling everything.
I'm not a really reliable person because I said I would do that, but I didn't.
Exactly,
you know what I mean? And it's very subconscious and it's not true. And I'm not overwhelmed.
But you understand.
Since I give words so much power, that in turn is hurting me more than it's, like, helping me.
Exactly. So you understand that if you say, okay, I never want to see a potato chip. Like, this entire month, I'm not gonna eat a single potato chip. That's unrealistic. And you're just setting yourself up to be unreliable and not be able to trust your word. Because a whole month and not seeing a single potato chip is unrealistic.
Because I get what you're saying, but I also know what you're saying. So, I mean, I don't agree, but I see what
you're
trying to say. I'm not. I know myself.
That's what someone in denial would say.
Oh, my gosh. No!
Yeah.
I'm not in denial. It's like, mm-hmm.
That's what someone in denial would say. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no, I get what you're saying, and I see that. And I know that for some people, what you're saying is true.
No, but the thing is, there's a difference between being overwhelmed and then being discouraged because you can't fulfill it, and then literally making yourself unreliable because you don't fulfill the standard you set for yourself.
Again.
All three of those things happen from making your goals unachievable, from setting a standard that is unrealistic, which you do a lot. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Again,
okay, you don't get overwhelmed.
I see no problem.
You don't get unmotivated, but you're hurting yourself.
Subconsciously. Again,
okay,
I never...
your subconscious matters too.
Shut up.
Subconscious lives matter.
Listen, the thing is, I've been doing that for the past, I don't know how many years
right,
of my life.
And that's damaging.
You're so annoying. It's not... I'm literally just saying...
You're feeling this because you feel like I'm pushing you like up, like... You feel trapped, but you know I'm right.
I don't feel... No, because, I mean, I don't agree with what you're saying. The only thing that I'm bringing to the table to where we're reaching the same place... The only reason we're reaching a common ground is because I realize it's literally self-talk. I give words so much importance, mm-hmm. and the way you speak to yourself and how, like, you, just words, you know what I mean?
I get it. And because words matter so much.
The fact that I was speaking to myself, or not that I was speaking to myself, just I was saying I was going to do a bunch of things and not holding myself accountable for those things was in turn hurting me, not because like, oh, I was overwhelmed.
Those weren't it. You were making yourself unreliable. If you sit here and say, I'm going to work out every single day and then you miss a day, you just made yourself unreliable.
I made myself a liar. That it's a bad thing. You obviously want to work every day.
I know, but you made yourself unreliable because you know you can't keep to that. You made yourself unreliable.
Okay.
Once again, because I would always... That's the thing. We finally figured it out because I would say unmotivated and I would say overwhelmed. But for you, it's just you're making a liar out of yourself, which in turn unmotivates you because then you're not holding yourself accountable because your motivation would have been to keep yourself a truther, but you're already a liar. So if you say, I'm going to work out 3 times a week, achievable for you to maintain
it's
that.
It's not because I would become a liar. That's not the problem.
Yes,
there.
It is because you're making yourself unreliable.
It's
you
because,
lied.
It's because
you didn't hold yourself accountable to working out every
it's
day.
It's because the power that my words would have over me lessens. It's not because
exactly,
I'm a liar.
But you the power of your words should be extremely strong because
exactly.
Your word is your bond.
You're turning it into something
no,
that's not, but I get
you're
what you're
trying
saying.
To get out, but
I'm
right.
I'm not.
I win.
You're so annoying.
Don't tell me we didn't finally
so
reach
annoying.
Common ground on this. I'm right,
we
and you finally see
we
it.
Reached, no. Oh, my God.
No one is saying you're overwhelmed, and no one is saying you're unmotivated.
Can you listen to me?
But you're making yourself
I don't
unreliable.
Feel heard.
So do you see why it's
I
a problem?
I feel heard right
I
now.
Hear you. But are you processing what I'm saying?
Okay, bitch, just because I figured it out does not mean you take all the credit.
No,
shut up.
You didn't
figure listen.
It out.
Listen!
I connected the dots. You might have drawn the dots,
I
but
don't
I
know.
Connected them.
I don't know why I'm smiling because you're literally annoying me so much right now. Listen to
I
me.
I know I am. You want me to pet your head?
Stop touching me. Stop, listen!
We reached the common ground.
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
Get out of the denial bus. Get out of the denial bus. You know I'm right.
Can you please? I hate when you think that you're right. It's like you, I just don't exist
right.
anymore.
I am right.
Okay, we're reaching.
What's your name again?
Oh, I'm
just kidding.
We're reaching. Lucky for you, we're reaching the same place.
Uh-huh.
Going down very different paths.
I know. We're different people. I get that.
Again, it's not because I know. I set unrealistic expectations.
If you say unmotivated
girl,
and overwhelmed again.
I swear.
I know you don't get unmotivated.
Talk to me. Let me speak.
You're not listening
Let
to me.
Let me speak. I am listening.
You're just trying to think of your rebuttal.
Listening.
So you're not listening to
no,
me.
No, I hear you, but I know that you're
I'm
wrong.
I'm going to open my ears
because
now.
Because what you're trying to say.
I'm going
to
open my ears now and process. But if you say something that I already
Shut
rebutted.
Up.
La galleta que te voy a guardar. It's gonna be oatmeal raisin, bitch.
Stop!
Okay, dale.
Listen!
I'm gonna listen. I'm not even gonna think about my rebuttal, but I swear to you, if you didn't actually listen to everything I said, I'm gonna be pissed as fuck.
I did hear
so
what
you better
you're
have
saying.
Listened and not have just been trying
but,
to find a rebuttal. Dale. Okay, I'm done.
I need
Cuídate.
You...
Cuidado.
I need you to understand...
Thin ice, bitch.
The issue isn't what you brought up.
Okay.
The issue is... that I'm hurting myself because I'm taking away the power of my words. Not because I'm a liar, not because of any of the other stuff.
Okay, mm-hmm. Agreed.
It's literally just because I'm lessening the power of my words.
Yes.
And if you give your words power...
You can conquer the world.
Yes.
Because it's just your word.
But it's not all of the things you said.
Okay.
We're reaching the same place. You're not...
No, I'm listening. We agree that it's something negative. It's something negative,
but negative
to put
something
too
that
much on your plate.
Because I did it because of the fact that there's no way I'm going to properly achieve it, which means that my words won't have as much power
yes.
as they could.
To some people, that, to you, it's just that you're lessening your words' power.
Agreed.
To other people,
it's
that
overwhelms,
causes
unmotivation,
causes
all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It unmotivates people.
Agreed.
But we're reaching the point... that overwhelming your plate and setting unrealistic standards and making your goals unachievable has a negative impact on you.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I've been saying.
I've been telling you for so long.
I
didn't agree with you until I literally heard that video and I was like, oh, shit.
Did a man say it?
A man did say it.
Oh, my God.
He was gay, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. It was okay. Yeah, that was okay.
Alphabet Mafia? Okay, I trust.
Yeah.
No, but do you see what I mean?
No, I get it. And the thing is, I never agreed.
And you
have
to.
I never agreed with you.
But now
when
you did
when
because
you put
a man
the motive-
said it.
Shut up. When you added motivation or
But
just
are you really
whatever-
telling me that, okay, it has a negative impact because it's lessening the power of your words.
Yes.
In turn, causing you to lose motivation because you can't trust
that
your own words.
That doesn't happen for me.
Your own words mean nothing, so you're not motivated to follow them.
Motivation is too strong of a word. It's literally, the thing is, because I've
would
always
you call
done
it?
It.
Tell me, what would you
it's
call it?
It's literally just lessening the power
Okay, but
I
lessening the power,
myself.
So you, right now, you say, I'm going to work out every single day this week. You mm-hmm. don't do that shit, because your words have no power. Skip to 5 years from now, when you fixed the power of your words, you set realistic standards, and you fulfilled them. Now you're like, I'm going to work out every single day this week, and you do it.
Okay.
Tell me what happened. What changed from now and in 5 years? Because to me, what changed is that you were motivated to not make a liar out of yourself. What would you call that? Because yes, it's also accountability, but accountability, it's not that you're just holding yourself accountable, but you're motivated to hold yourself accountable because you want to maintain that standard for yourself. Do you understand what I mean?
I mean, I
so
get
So right
where
now,
you're
I'm not
from.
Motivated. It's like, I'm not motivated to work out because I don't love myself. I'm not motivated to follow my words because they don't mean shit. I say I'm going to do this. I don't do it. I say I'm going to do that. I don't do it. So what's different today from yesterday, from tomorrow? You know, I just won't fucking do it.
On a very profound level, yes, I understand how as a standard that is true. For me personally, I wouldn't use that word.
What would you call it? If
the
not motivation?
Thing.
Okay, but... why does it matter to hold yourself accountable? You understand that you need the motivation to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. The thing is,
so
you're going a very roundabout way, and yes.
I'm just wondering what
you
would call
it. The way
you're
saying it, I would agree with you. It's like, okay, sure, it would be motivation. But on a very surface level where I'm at, it's not lack of motivation. It's not being overwhelmed. It's
actually, I would say the opposite. I feel like on the surface, what is lacking is motivation. But if you go deeper, it's actually accountability that's lacking. You're flipping it. You're saying that accountability is the surface and then you don't have the motivation. I don't have the motivation to hold myself accountable. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Once I find, but I guess you have to create that accountability to be motivated for it. Mm-hmm. So I guess accountability does come first. But I feel like we finally reached this ground.
Okay, so we're going to set achievable goals, set realistic expectations for a day. I feel like that's something that you should do, like, for your mental health and just, like, as a standard. It's, like, plan out your day.
Bro, literally that listing one day at a time. Why don't we do it? What list? I saw my bed 3 times today, and I'm like, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I didn't fucking make my bed.
I haven't.
You didn't make yours either. Good. I would have felt really bad if you had.
No, yeah.
It's like, damn, look at your life together.
I feel as though that's literally just one thing that I should do just for my mental health. It's so simple. It's so easy.
But you know what?
But it actually takes so fucking long.
My bed is so ugly, though. Oh, so baby. When I make it, like, I really like the color of your bed sheets. I really want, like, a light.
Yeah, it's like a, I feel like
it's like poopy gray blue.
Yeah, it's like a gray blue. Mm-hmm. It's like a really like matte gray blue.
Mm-hmm. I literally want a blue, but I want like a
vibrant blue,
baby blue.
Yeah,
but like I want like a blue.
Or like a Naruto blue.
The Rasengan.
Sure.
I was like, what if Naruto is blue?
Just like the poster.
Huh.
Do you not see the Naruto?
Yes, but they can't see it. So the
Naruto?
Like a baby blue, and I want it to be like a fluffy blanket. Like, I want my bed to look like a cloud.
Like a fuzzies?
But that doesn't match my room's vibe.
It doesn't.
It's the only reason I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, because I literally, because my bed doesn't really match my room either. Because I feel like my room, I mean, the colors in my room are like brown, yellow, black.
Yeah.
And I have, like, a blue bedsheet.
Yeah, it doesn't match.
It doesn't.
Because mine are also brown, yellow, and black. I have wood everything.
Mm-hmm.
The wood has some black aspects and some gold aspects.
Mm.
That's it. So my bedding is black, because how does blue fit in
there? I used to have yellow bedding, but I don't know why. I mean, I still have it, but I don't know why. I was just like, ew.
Right? And the thing is, I would want white bedding, but bitch, where? I'm gonna ruin that shit in a day.
I was about to say, like, I shit myself at least 3 times.
It's like, you say that shit, bro.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
It's funny because it's true. Cries. He's like, you outed me.
Nah, but there's way too many.
And then the thing is, I thought black would be better, but I just find so much dead skin on my bed, which I guess is kind of gross, but...
I mean,
it motivates me to watch it. Watch it? To wash it.
I watch the dead skin as it tumbles
on the bed.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wash it more often now because I'm like,
The thing is, I feel like that's my compass. Like, I wait for you to wash your sheets and then I'm like, oh.
It's washing time?
I should wash my sheets too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually just did laundry. I'm really proud of myself. Because the thing is, I didn't have a washing machine for the longest time, so I would have to go to, like, a laundromat, and because of, like, that trip, like, I would put off doing, I would put off doing laundry for, like, a month until, like, it was absolutely necessary. I mean, I still had clothes, though.
reuse, recycle.
So the thing is, now that I actually have one, it's, like, I need to get myself back into the habit. It's like, I can wash once a week.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't have that much clothes yet. That's fine. Go wash.
It's like, you're supposed to wash once a week.
Just go wash it.
You're not supposed to have that much laundry.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be the whole basket. Go wash.
Exactly. But yeah,
something, what?
Oh.
Tell me. I was going to say a joke. Oh, but I saw this one TikTok where it's them being funny, but it's like things that need to be canceled because they're racist. I stand by some of them. I know it's trying to be funny, but it's not that fucking funny. Chess. Why does white go first?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Tell me it's green, blue, fine. Whatever. But why does white go first?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I never played it like that. Like, I actually didn't know white always goes first. Oh, I thought y'all sat there and it's like, who wants to go first? You can. I don't care.
No, white.
We could, like, fight, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I didn't know that.
Always, yeah.
But also, it's, like, also washing. Because why do you have to, separate your blacks from your whites?
Oh, my gosh.
That's racist.
It is. Why can't it all be together?
Why can't it all be... That's fucking racist. So, we need to cancel
laundry.
Also,
we don't like the white getting a little bit brown. What's wrong with the white...
What's wrong with tanning?
What's wrong with tanning?
Huh?
That's actually something, because I'm watching a lot of skincare pages, because I feel like my skin...
Is it bad for you?
Just, what?
Is tanning bad for you?
Well, that's the thing, where it's literally, like, you're supposed to, like, sunscreen on sunscreen on sunscreen, and I forget what it is, and the lady in the video was, like, or the doctor in the video was literally, she was like, hey, obviously everyone knows that, like, sunburns are, like, bad, but she's like, but even if you're tanning, it means that you're getting too much sun. because you're literally tanning. You're getting too much sun.
Okay.
So, I mean, I feel like just be healthy about it. Fuck
not
it.
Not too often, and sunscreen on sunscreen.
I mean, let me just say this. I know that your mom, she literally tanned every single day for, like, her entire young adult life.
But and she, her skin does look like a leather couch.
Like, she's not wrinkled, though.
It's not wrinkled. It's that texture.
Ooh, does
that
it?
Texture is what the sun does to you.
She looks young as fuck, though.
So she looks. She doesn't have wrinkles, but that texture she does have. Yeah. And that's from sun exposure, not taking care of your skin.
Okay, that's so as long as we take care of our skin, it should be fine. Because please don't tell me I can't tan, girl.
You can, but we should have... Because that's the thing. We put on sunscreen and then we go. No, you put on sunscreen, you go. After, I think, literally the number...
Minutes,
you reapply. Yeah, you reapply. Like, we need to be bathing in sunscreen constantly.
Yeah, so and that what's going to so probably... I was going to say, what's probably going to happen, actually...
It's just that I won't tan. I don't mind being white.
No, I feel like I'll take sunscreen, go to the beach, you know, sit out for 30 minutes. Then, like, probably, like... Second layer, like, probably go in the water, second layer of tanning, whatever. Sunscreen? Lay down for another, yeah. Yeah, second layer. It's like, oops, skip the sunscreen. Second layer of sunscreen.
Okay.
And just do that once. I'm only willing to put sunscreen on my body
then
once.
Then don't go
the
tan.
Beach.
Or be a wrinkly bitch.
Yeah, just, no, as in
you
just
do that
once.
And
after,
couch?
The,
have fun.
After those 30 minutes, like, leave.
Damn, you only go tan for 30 minutes?
An
we
hour.
Made the whole drive.
An hour.
Oh, nah, bro. You gotta do two. If not, you don't do nothing. And I feel like two is already so little.
Two
people
hours?
Be like, damn, you only tan for
damn,
2 hours.
So I have to reapply three times.
Four,
three,
four,
three. Listen to me.
Four.
Why four?
Because
tell me where
once
the second
once you hit the last mark, you should put it on again.
No, I'm going quickly. I'll go put on my hoodie and run to the car.
Oh, as long as that's the case.
Like, no.
Also, the parking
like,
is free
if I
hours.
Reapply a fourth time, I'm going to stay the extra 30 minutes.
Right.
So.
But the parking wouldn't let you stay anyway, so
yeah,
can't.
I know. Parking's only for 2 hours.
Oh, that was your sock. I saw something black in my peripheral, so I got scared.
It was a rat.
That's racist.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's like,
calling my own self out. What the fuck
for
you
real?
Mean?
It's like, what you mean? If it was a white sock? What would happen if it was a white sock?
It might have been an albino roach, but that would have been...
Oh, roach?
I saw something black. I was scared. I thought it was a roach.
Oh, it could have just been a mouse. Not that that
would
have
Why
been
would there be a mouse? But
I don't know, man. I got shit in
what
the
you
studio.
What you got in your house, bro?
It's called a studio.
What you got? Rats?
Yeah. Obviously, we just had this conversation. Why are you acting all surprised?
Damn.
I had the white ones, and I got the brown ones, because we ain't racist.
Good.
We even got the brown ones. They mix.
Nice.
Yeah, for real. We have our own
we're
little
very
ecosystem
inclusive.
Here. Yeah, we don't got the Asian ones, though, yet. They're still coming.
Damn. I feel like this is going around where we're going to be racist or chill.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, so what was the point of all this? Oh, burnout, the quote. So that was the quote.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I feel as though something that I've just more like, I've probably been practicing it way too much in my life, but I'm just trying so hard to be gentle with myself because mm-hmm. I have that voice in my head that is literally telling me I am a failure, that I am pathetic, that why am I not doing anything? Like, I'm not being successful. It's like, why aren't I continuing my education? Why don't I already have a full-time job? Why haven't I found a job in my field? Like, all this fucking bullshit. I'm always, like, talking to myself in such a negative way, in a way that I would never speak to anybody else in, actually.
Dennis.
I would never speak to anyone else.
I would never say that to anyone
to
who's going through the motions.
No.
It's like, take your time, sweetie.
And the thing is, I am trying so hard to be gentle with myself, to be kind to myself, to try to, like, be open-minded. And I feel like I just have to repeat that to myself. It's like,
yeah.
Be kind to me. Like, especially when it comes, because one of my biggest insecurities is, I guess, like, my physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I literally need to, because I actually heard, I don't know, it's, like, it was a TikTok, but on Instagram. We've already talked about this, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm in the secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally this girl where it's, like, hey, you, when you pass by a mirror and you're, like, oh, wow, I'm, like, so fucking fat, like, so fucking disgusting, like, ew, what the fuck is up with my face? Like, instead of doing that, because we're saying that, like, obviously, because we know that we shouldn't talk to ourselves like that, and we know we're saying that, like, as a joke. Not as a joke. It's not, like, funny. But you know what I mean? It's, like, you're saying that, but you know you're just being dramatic. You know you're just kind of, like, blowing it out of
proportion. You're
just
not feeling it right
now. You're just
not
feeling yourself. And she was literally, like, why not instead of that, since we're, like, lying to ourselves anyway, why don't you just, like, oh, well, damn. Like, Why am I, like, just the hottest bitch in the world?
Where did that titty come from?
Like, damn. Like, even this roll that's bulging out, it's like, why did that look so good, though? Like, literally,
look
and she was
cellulite.
Like...
cellulite. How you doing?
For real. And she was like, why not, like, since we're lying to ourselves, since we're joking anyways, why not just, like, oh, my God, like, I am the baddest bitch on this block, ain't I? And she's like, since we're going to, like, just kind of, like, be overdramatic...
You might as well gas yourself up.
Why not do that?
Instead.
And it's Bible. Literally, and that's the thing, that's something that I'm such a hypocrite to myself, because I literally say that I give my words all these power, that I believe so much in, like, manifestation, and, like, the energy you put out is the energy that you receive, and, like, just who you are, like, the energy you give off is what you become,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I still have the audacity
to speak to yourself
to
badly.
To speak to myself negatively.
Deadass.
And the thing is, and I wish... It was as
You're
easy as, like,
bitch.
No. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Stop that. And I have been trying, but it's also...
But have you been? Because that's the thing. I'm telling myself, it's like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to be gentler. I'm not. Because when I reach one of those lows, without hesitation, I am my worst enemy. Without fucking hesitation. There isn't even a moment where, like, let me be nice. Nah. I'm like, you worthless piece of shit. Who told you to exist? Fucking right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No hesitation. So it's like... We're making it a bad... It's a bad habit at this point.
It is.
Not a... Well, it's a habit. It is a bad one. But it's a habit at this point to belittle ourselves and talk down to ourselves and make ourselves feel bad when we already feel bad. That was my thing.
It takes 21 days to break a bad habit.
Talk to yourself nicely.
Why don't we literally, like, starting, like, tomorrow? Like, or today.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe Monday.
It's like, maybe Monday. It's like, what day is today?
Monday.
Next Monday. Yeah.
No, but let me say something right quick. One of the first steps that I took a while back towards, like, my, like, feeling physically better is that every single time I get my period, I feel so bloated, I feel so ugly, I get pimples, you know, like, I feel
mm-hmm.
yucky. So I would always dress exactly how I felt. Like, I would feel
gross.
Yucky, I'm grabbing sweatpants, I'm grabbing the baggiest shirt I can find, I'm not gonna comb my hair, and we're going out into the street. It would literally just make me feel all the worst, worse, more
no,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
you would just feed into that negative.
Exactly. So
energy,
now,
yeah.
The moment, any day that I'm like, today's not my day, I feel bloated, I feel a little fat, I shouldn't have eaten that much. Any day that I feel like that, I am going to fucking wear the cutest outfit I can find, and I'm gonna do my makeup, and I'm gonna feel like a boss-ass queen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna do everything in my power to make myself feel nice, because why would I feed into that negativity? Do you know what I
yeah.
mean? That's one of the first steps I ever took, because literally that was my go-to. I'm gonna feel nasty on my period
mm-hmm.
because I already feel it. It's like, no. I gotta do this every single fucking month. Let me figure out a way to fucking cope and get through this, you know?
Yeah.
So I dress nice. Lately, I've been too lazy to do my makeup, so I don't. And, like, the weather don't allow me to do makeup without it melting
say,
off.
The humidity is something else.
It's unreal. But the thing is, but
the
that...
The negativity in this room is
unreal. Oh my gosh.
Honestly.
But that's the thing. That I feel like that's a step. Maybe people are like,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck are you talking about? That's nothing. But for me, that was a step in the right
yeah.
direction. So that's the thing.
I mean, like...
If ever you're like, ooh, today's not my day, instead of grabbing an ugly-ass hoodie and being like, no, I'm not gonna try it today, get a cute-ass outfit. Even if you're not feeling it, put on a cute-ass outfit and go out.
Yeah.
Since,
that's actually something...
Since you're not feeling yourself anyways, you might as well wear a very scandalous outfit and just do it. Because you're not feeling yourself anyways. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just do it. It's like, I felt like a potato... Now I'm a potato in a cute-ass outfit. Here we go.
Exactly. Actually, I kind of took a step prior to that.
In the wrong direction? Oh, what?
No, like, the thing is, I went even a step further than you did. And a long time ago, and I hated it. Because, like, I was like, shit, I can't dress like a potato. Because I literally, in my closet, I only have, other than pajamas, I only have cute outfits.
Oh, no.
I literally... only have, like, you know, tops and, like, pants.
That,
I mean, actually,
like, make
some
you look
pants
really
I have, like, I have, like, boyfriend jeans and shit.
Okay.
And I have leggings, which I feel
but
like
that's
are
a whole,
standard.
That's a whole style, yeah.
I mean, yeah. But the thing is, I literally, in my closet, I only have tops that I have to kind of be feeling myself to wear. And I don't have any, like, nasty tops.
Mm.
So it's, like, even if I'm feeling nasty, it's, like,
damn.
I have to wear something.
That's
I can't
smart.
Go out naked.
But the thing is...
No, like, I hated it, though.
But that's smart.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, actually, with me, it's kind of different because we have different styles. Like, cute
we
for
do.
You is, like, a cute tank top or, like, a tube top. Like,
yes.
More scandalous clothing.
Yeah.
Cute for me is, like, a really cute t-shirt. Like,
mm-hmm.
if it has some sort of anime character on it, like, that's my style. Like, so the thing is, my
style
is very comfortable.
Suit me.
What style?
Yours.
I always thought, I remember for a while, because my standard was a crop top with leggings and a matching shoes to that shirt, mm-hmm. and that's everything I would wear, and then you started doing that, I thought you looked cute as fuck.
Yeah?
Cute as fuck. I was like, damn, why does bitch steal my style? When? I'm gonna go and do it better.
Do you remember when?
Because I think you started doing that when we were in college.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because that was my style once I got out of high school. So, I started doing that in college.
I started matching my shoes to my top.
That's why you bought the blue ones and the pink ones, so you could match.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a specific day? Because why don't you tell me when I look cute?
I'm sorry, I forget to.
Because I was like, damn, I thought I looked like shit throughout college.
What? You looked like shit throughout college? You copied my style throughout college. You thought you looked like shit?
I was about to say, I don't think I did. I didn't mean to.
But you wore crop tops and leggings, and that was, like, my status quo. And then I don't know why, because of how nice you looked, I stopped. So I started wearing leggings and baggy shirts. Because I was like, we're not going to wear the same clothes, and I'm going to look like a potato. That was my own insecurities. You were fine. I did not claim that style. You were fine.
I was about to say, I mean, because now we have just, very...
That's my middle child syndrome, problems. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are my insecurities. You did nothing wrong, but I always thought you looked cute because it's... Thank what you. I like about it, it's a very comfortable.
What about now? Do I look cute nowadays?
Bro, yeah, because you literally always dress up. How could you not look cute?
Do I?
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
No. I mean, by dress...
I always dress up.
Let me rephrase.
Please.
Dress, you always dress, because that's dress up for me. When I'm gonna wear, like, a cute tank top and some nice jeans, it's because I'm going to, like, see the Queen of England. If not, it's shorts or, like, sweatpants. My thing is,
like, if I was gonna go out clubbing, like, what would I even wear?
Cute dress, right?
I guess, like, just a normal black dress, but I feel like I just wear that normally.
What, a dress?
No, actually, I've started to wear more dresses, but...
That's the thing, like... The clothes I go out in are the same clothes I will wear as pajamas. It just depends on what I'm feeling that day. Oh, yeah,
me, no. I have different clothes.
That's what I mean when I say you dress up.
Ah.
Because, like, my jammies are my going out clothes. I also, like...
Yeah, you're literally...
I'm gonna go to sleep in this, and I went out in this. Yeah. I'm wearing shorts and a cute top.
I did a cute change. Because I was wearing some jean shorts and a tube top.
You're not gonna go to sleep in that, but I will go to sleep in my clothes, because... My thing is, I like to be comfortable, and if I look cute at the same time, nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, like, obviously, like, dress nice, because I used to wear, like, ugly-ass sweatpants and an ugly-ass baggy shirt. Like, no, I'll wear a shirt with a cute design, or I'll wear a shirt that's, like, form-fitting, and, like, mm-hmm. obviously really cute shorts. Like, not fucking capris, and not shorts that are close to my knee. Like, oh my booty shorts, so, like, it's cute, it's a vibe.
I can't believe there was a time that I wore capris.
Never in my life did I. And I never will.
Do you remember... I think I was in middle school, and I literally got some capris.
I remember.
And the thing is, they were baggy, and they were, like, capris. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I need to say more.
Capris.
And I literally fought with my mother to wear them. And it wasn't even. Like, the thing is, the thing is, I look so bad in them. My thing is, like, what was I wearing before?
That was like, oh my god.
That was like, I felt so pretty.
Mm. I don't want to go down this
rabbit hole. Do you know another thing? And sorry, I'm kind of touching it for a second. In middle school, because the thing is, that's actually something, I don't know if you've noticed, but like in my closet, you will not catch me dead wearing a collared shirt.
Never.
You will not catch me dead.
You would have to dead me. And then force me to wear a collared shirt. The thing but is, my ghost no. would fucking fight you.
I was gonna say no. I would haunt because, you. Because I have people watching my dead body.
I wouldn't let
them
And
they
know.
Would see, and they would see, it's like, that fuck is trying to put a collared shirt on that
They
bitch.
Would have to go through me. Yeah. And I'ma come with weapons.
The thing is, you
I
would have
you.
To kill me and all of my closest friends.
I'm the only one, girl. You acted like you got more.
I wanted to pretend
This
for
is
a
one-man army. One-woman army.
Excuse like, my language. The thing is, they would have to kill me and kill you to mm-hmm. then forcibly strip me, because if you don't think I fucking stapled that shit
oh,
on me.
Oh, yeah. Super glue.
Yes.
A cute-ass tank top in your grave.
Yes.
You know what the solution is, bitch?
Tell me.
Cremation? That one. I couldn't remember the word. Cremate yourself. Then no one can put you in a collared shirt. Mm-hmm. And if they put a collared shirt around your urn, it don't even count.
I was burned. I don't care. You can burn me in a collared shirt. It's okay.
I don't think they burn you in clothes. That seems like a waste of clothes. But would they make you naked?
Would they burn me naked? I feel exposed.
You're dead.
Still, I don't want no nasty-ass man. Oh, my God.
What?
There's... Okay. Okay. Ready? I literally heard this one story. Where was this girl? She was, like, online dating
or whatever. No, we're not talking about that story. No.
Mm-hmm. We're not? Damn.
Are we?
No, I guess not. Yeah. So, protect my dead body.
Why did both of our minds go right to that story?
Because we were talking about naked dead bodies. That makes sense. I feel like we need to tell the people the story at this point. Yeah, good luck. Damn. I'll tell you to tune back in a minute.
Okay.
So it was literally this one story where this girl, she was, like, online dating, and she started talking to this guy or whatever, and, they met up. I mean, they had, like, a nice first date or whatever, moral of the story, like,
they hooked up.
Yeah, they ended up hooking up, and he,
wanted to do his thing, and she's like, yeah, do it on my chest.
No.
Yeah.
Chest or face?
Chest.
Are you sure?
Was it face?
I thought it was face.
Did she get it in her face? I thought it was chest.
Like, she...
She got it in her upper region.
Yeah, the thing is, he did his thing, and, like, it landed all over... she's like,
come on my face.
She didn't, like... In the story, she didn't specifically say that. She was just, like... They did the whole thing, and it's, like... And it turned out where he came, like, on, like, I guess, upper chest face.
I'm pretty sure she's, like, do that.
No.
Okay, we read different stories, even though it's the same ending. Pero dale. More of the story that got there, okay.
So, yeah, more of the story.
I just don't know how old our viewers are, so I feel kind of bad about telling the story.
18 plus.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so that happened. And it was, like, all up on her area, whatever. The next few days, something happened where she saw that she, like, got a rash. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, what was it? Two options, do you remember?
Two options of
it
what?
It was, like, he either worked here or... Or what was it? He either did this or did that. Do you remember what the other one was?
There wasn't options.
There were two options.
She went to the dermatologist.
Yes.
And she got, like, tested for what the rash was.
Yes. And then it's, like, so-and-so disease, which you get from either doing this or doing that.
Oh.
I don't remember what the doing this was.
Me neither.
The thing is, literally, like you said, she went to a dermatologist, and the doctor guy, or woman, whatever, was like, oh, hey, you have so-and-so rash. That happens from doing this, or, screwing dead bodies. Yeah. And so then she, like, went to, like, contact him through the dating app or whatever, and she, like, reaching out to him to be like, hey, yo, like, you have this disease, you have this thing, I just want to let you know. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, inform them. And in his profile, she saw that he worked at a morgue. So that happened.
That story's so fucking gross.
Yeah.
And to think, that story has stuck with me, and I know that I heard that story a long-ass time ago.
Traumatic.
A long-ass time ago, and it has not left me. The moment we started talking about dead bodies, that story came to mind.
Right. Okay, so anyways.
You just changed the whole vibe of the room. I knew we shouldn't have told that story.
I feel like, you know, it's the kind of person where it's like, oh, yeah, we can't say it right now. No, we're not gonna tell you. Like, I mean, let's just... Sorry, guys. If you didn't want to hear it, you should have clicked off when you had the chance.
Is that a trigger warning? Should we have given a trigger warning?
I don't know. Maybe next time we'll be like...
Don't listen.
Don't listen.
I don't know. But yeah, that was that story. Damn, way to ruin the vibe, girl.
Sorry.
I know you had to tell the story.
But yeah.
Damn, so the thing is, we were supposed...
I was about to say, see, that's why we can't preface what we're gonna talk about. Because we don't know what we're going to talk about, so we're going to talk about it.
I think what you should do is in the description, be like, we did not talk about our trip to Chicago.
Okay.
We did not. Do not listen to the start. It was not mentioned even once.
Okay.
It was mentioned twice, actually, but not
yeah,
even.
Yeah, once in the beginning and once right now at the end.
Yeah, so next time we will talk about a trip to Chicago.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I like this video or episode or whatever recording because we got somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that we finally got there because you never understood what I meant.
I always
understood you never, what you... never agreed.
No, I always understood what you meant. It's just it didn't apply to me.
In the same way, but it does apply.
You're so annoying. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Yes. Once again, Babe proved Bub wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
We know that always happens. The day that you prove me wrong... That will be the day.
I even prove you wrong, you'll convince yourself that that's not the case.
I should have been a lawyer.
It doesn't matter.
I should have been a lawyer.
The thing is, no, because the judge would have been the final verdict, and your cocky ass would have
gotta be a lawyer to become a judge.
Very true.
Judges were lawyers first.
Damn.
Ooh, imagine my ass being a judge. Guilty. You're not going to change my mind.
Dead ass. You'd be the most stubborn person ever.
I am the most stubborn person ever.
Shut up. I'm in denial. Okay, yeah. But again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and yes, we'll see you on Friday. Or just kidding. I wanted to eliminate days.
You did want to. So what? We'll see you when we see you. Don't be nosy. Bye.